Berlin once stood at the center of the creative world. The city's theaters reverberated with debuts by Max Reinhardt and Bertolt Brecht. Its nightclubs hosted bawdy burlesque cabaret. Albert Einstein ascended its Academy of Sciences. Thomas Mann prophesied the perils of National Socialism. The movies, Metropolis and Nosferatu, premiered to packed houses. Berliners called it the Golden Age, the years of Marlene Dietrich, Greta Garbo, Joseph Pilates, Rudolf Steiner, and Fritz Lang. It was a time and place for thinking about thinking. In Berlin, German psychologists were having radical thoughts about how the human mind works. Otto Zeltz, a professor in Mannheim, far to the southwest, sowed the seed. He was among the first to propose that thinking was a process that could be scrutinized and described. For most of his contemporaries, the mind was magic and mystery. For Zeltz, it was mechanism. But, as the 1930s began, Otto Zeltz heard the boots of doom approaching. He was Jewish. Hitler was rising. Berlin's celebration of creation was turning apocalyptic. Destruction was coming. Zeltz had been asking psychological questions. How did a mind work? Could he measure it? What could he prove? Now, he was also asking practical ones. What was going to happen to him? Could he escape it? How much time remained? And, equally important to him, would his thoughts survive if he did not? His chance to pass them on was brief. In 1933, the Nazis prevented him from working and prohibited others from citing him. His name disappeared from the literature. But at least one Berliner knew Zeltz's work. Karl Duncker was 30 years old when the Nazis banned Otto Zeltz. Duncker was not Jewish. His appearance was Aryan, bare skin, flaxen hair, and faceted jaw. He was no safer for it. His ex-wife was Jewish, and his parents were communists. He made two applications to become a professor at the University of Berlin. Both were rejected despite his excellent academic record. In 1935, the school fired him from his job as a researcher. He published his masterwork, On Problem Solving, in which he defied the Nazis by citing Zeltz 10 times and fled to the United States. The Golden Age was over. Novelist Christopher Isherwood, teaching English in Berlin, captured its passing. Today the sun is brilliantly shining. It is quite mild and warm. I go out for my last morning walk without an overcoat or hat. The sun shines, and Hitler is master of this city. The sun shines, and dozens of my friends, my pupils at the workers' school, the men and women I met, are in prison, possibly dead, or being tortured to death. I catch sight of my face in the mirror of a shop, and I'm horrified to see that I am smiling. You can't help smiling in such beautiful weather. The trams are going up and down the Kleiststrasse, just as usual. They, and the people on the pavement, and the tea-cosy dome of the Nollendorfplatz station, have an air of curious familiarity, of striking resemblance to something one remembers as normal and pleasant in the past.